In recent months, the hostility against Israel and Jews in America has increased dramatically in very dangerous ways. So in light of that, Representative Josh Gottheimer is calling for action from Rutgers President Jonathan Holloway after what Gottheimer defined as misinformation about Israel from a teachers' union at the state university. Holloway hears a statement that's signed by members of the executive board of the part-time lecturer chapter of Rutgers AAUPAFT Local 6324, in case you were wondering, which called on the American Federation of Teachers to divest itself of all Israeli bonds and for the U.S. government to cease all financial support to Israel at once. In a statement, the Rutgers teachers declared, quote, that as teachers and union members, we can no longer allow ourselves to be complicit in the illegal acts of the Israeli government. Statement accused Israel of, quote, military actions that have targeted, killed, and maimed civilian populations and of upholding a regime of legalized racial discrimination perpetrated against the Palestinian people. Gottheimer is asking the university president to speak out against the misinformation he termed alarming, saying it's important to recognize that invective which singles out, disparages, delegitimizes, or demonizes Israel can in many ways, does fall outside of bounds. I would ask you to please speak out clearly and quickly against this hate-filled misinformation campaign and rhetoric. You may have been seeing reports lately that the U.S. has witnessed a sharp rise in a series of anti-Semitic incidents across the country. This really came about, really exploded after an outbreak of fighting in May between Israel and Hamas terrorists. Seen Jews attacked on public streets. As a one-sided view of the Middle East continues, Israel responds, nothing about this, Israel responds to hundreds of bombs, thousands of bombs, armed drones, and new form of terror, incendiary balloons, only to have ignorant to reality people and organizations like this teachers' union, right, blame Israel. Gottheimer cited concerns as well for the well-being of Rutgers students who ID as Jewish or pro-Israel, and who worry they might be facing a hostile environment in the classroom or on campus in light of certain situations. Going back to Representative Gottheimer's statement, Rutgers part-time lecturers are entitled to hold their own opinions, even those which may be disagreeable, but considering recent events, it's important to send a clear message that all Rutgers students and community members, including those who identify as being Jewish or pro-Israel, will not be singled out, penalized, or made to feel unwelcome at our state's flagship university. Well, this isn't a standalone situation, though, by the way. This comes in the wake of a elementary school student project in Tenafly that caused quite a bit of outrage due to an essay that was hanging in the hallways written from the perspective of Adolf Hitler. And later there was a teacher dressed as Hitler during a presentation. The project included a biography written in the supposed voice of Hitler stating, I was very popular. I was pretty great, wasn't I? Well, from what we've been hearing from some of the more recent books, Donald Trump seemed to agree with that idea. Get to that a little bit later on, by the way. No outrage from teachers' unions about this, though. And I have no doubt that any parent who spoke out against this curriculum got a note, maybe even a personal phone call from the principal. I don't know, would you be surprised if we come to discover that homeschooling is going to rise dramatically as school is set to resume this September? Universities have long been a battleground for debates over Israel. We've talked about it frequently here on Issues and Ideas, but academics at the City University of New York are leveraging a new tool to make their voices heard. No, not to slam Israel, to leave their union. Dozens of CUNY faculty and staff have moved to withdraw from the Professional Staff Congress after it passed a resolution last month condemning Israel. This is something new. The ability for members to drop out of their union represents about 30,000 faculty and staff. Also means they'll stop paying 1% of their salary and dues. As a result of a 2018 Supreme Court decision known as Janus, said government employees like the faculty and staff at CUNY cannot be forced to join and pay dues to the union that negotiates on their behalf. That change transformed dropping out of the union from just a symbolic statement, you would no longer be a member but still to pay the dues, the one that's had the potential to hit the union's bottom line. CUNY professor earning $100,000 pays, do the math, $1,000 to the union each year. What happens when those even on the left, many being Jews themselves, speak out with lies against Israel That is something that ignites the anti-Semitic fires in evil, ignorant people. When the fire explodes, it's the innocent victims that wind up feeling the heat of that fire. Anti-Defamation League, they tracked between May 7th and 14th. Keep that in mind, May 7th and 14th, the ADL tracked more than 17,000 tweets on Twitter saying, either directly or some variation thereof, Hitler was right. Just to give you a baseline of what anti-Semitism is becoming here in America. So how is the condemnation of anti-Semitism being responded to? Well, let's go back to Rutgers. Back to May 26th, the Chancellor and the Provost of Rutgers issued a statement condemning the precipitous rise of anti-Semitic incidents in the U.S. Statement read in part, "We are saddened by and greatly concerned about the sharp rise in hostile sentiments and anti-Semitic violence in the U.S. Recent incidents of hate directed toward Jewish members of our community again remind us of what history has to teach us." A day later, they issued an apology. Why? Because the message failed to communicate support for, quote, "our Palestinian community members." They replaced the original statement with this one. "Neither hatred nor bigotry has a place at Rutgers, nor should they have a place anywhere in the world. At Rutgers, we believe that anti-Semitism, anti-Hinduism, Islamophobia, and all forms of racism, intolerance, and xenophobia are unacceptable wherever and whenever they occur. Yet it's anti-Semitism which is experiencing the frightening increases." Was this an isolated case? No. June 10th. Society of Children's Book Writers and Illustrators, the SCBWI, they published their own condemnation of anti-Semitism, saying the SCBWI recognizes that the world's 14.7 million Jewish people have the right to life, safety, and freedom from scapegoating and fear. Well, things got worse. First, Executive Director Lynn Wood, not that Lynn Wood, by the way, Lynn apologized for the statement on the grounds that saying anti-Semitism is bad and Jews have the right to live in peace hurts Palestinians. Wood said, "I would like to apologize to everyone in the Palestinian community who felt unrepresented, silenced, or marginalized. SCBWI acknowledges the pain our actions have caused to our Muslim and Palestinian members and hope that we can heal from this moment." Then the person responsible for the original statement, that was Chief Equity and Inclusion Officer April Powers, who is a black Jew, by the way, resigned. But not before delivering her own apology for neglecting, quote, "to address the rise of Islamophobia, and I deeply regret that omission." One more, San Diego State University responded to a recent spate of anti-Semitic incidents. Swastikas on buildings, repeated vandalizing a local Chabad house, organizing a task force to address anti-Semitism. Sounds good, doesn't it? I was soon learned that an outside group of faculty led by a Palestinian professor was unhappy with the task force membership. Predominantly Jews and focus exclusively anti-Semitism, so they asked the university's president to appoint another member that they had chosen, an outspoken opponent of Israel, who blamed an earlier attack on Chabad on Israel's actions against Hamas and claimed that the university's partnership with the ADL to fight anti-Semitism signaled indifference toward Arabs. In a note posted to the College of Arts Letters listserv, the professor wrote that Arabic and Palestinian students deserve to know that they are valued on this campus and that we want it to be a safe campus for them. In other words, the professor wants Arabs and Palestinians in the chauffeured limo, the Jews go in the trunk. Why do these back-of-the-hand dismissal of Jews continue to take place at locations like the ones I just referred to? Well, answer sad but simple, because those who are in the seats of leadership seek to placate and appease rather than lead.